A five-day International Satellite Network Management Committee meeting is underway in Accra to brainstorm on how to improve on the African Indian Ocean Satellite Network, IFISNet. The 23rd meeting is being attended by air traffic engineers and blocs from the Central and the West African Civil Aviation Fraternity. George Ankra reports.
In civil aviation, communication technology, navigation and surveillance are key in ensuring flight safety and security. It is against this background that the Civil Aviation Fraternity normally meet to audit and review technology to conform to the global trend. The 23rd AFISNet Satellite Network Management Committee meeting is one of such important meetings aimed at re-engineering the technology. The Director General of the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Simon Alote, told me what the re-engineering is aimed to achieve.
Tazim Field has been very successful. It's just that the technology is getting old. The network was installed 23 years ago. And since then, technology has evolved by leaps and bounds. So every now and then, you have to relook at the technologies, re-engineer to the most modern, most efficient technologies. It's a bit like the phones we use at home, our mobile phones. You realize that initially they were big and could perform limited service. Now you have what you call smartphones, which are in themselves computers. So it's the same sort of comparison. We need to make use of the most modern technology to get the best out of the network.
What do you hope to achieve after this meeting? And how many days is the meeting last?
The meeting is running the whole of this week, Monday 15th to 19th February. At the end of it all, we hope to achieve greater efficiencies in the provision of air navigation services across West and Central Africa. We also hope to have a higher availability, an engineering term. In other words, we want the system to be very reliable, the equipment to be on air all the time, so that it doesn't create safety issue for aircraft flying in our airspace.
Now, during your audits, have you realized that the AFISNet is no longer sustainable?
During the audit, we realized that the system is obsolete, and if we put in modern systems, we could do much more with the AFISNet. For example, using the same AFISNet, which we use mainly for communications between air traffic control centers and with pilots, we could, for example, share radar data riding on the same platform, which we didn't have either to. So by re-engineering, we'll be able to do much more with the same network than we are currently doing.
You are an engineer yourself.
Yes.
Are you doing the re-engineering at this 23rd meeting?
Yes, it was discussed at earlier meetings, and the meeting will discuss the progress of the re-engineering, and I've been told consultants have been engaged to assist with the network re-engineering. They are using consultants. The member states are not doing it themselves.
So it means you're going to get assistance from outside.
Serves as a converging point
to put aside all self-interest and deliberate on the issues in the spirit of regional cooperation and come out with the best to serve the needs of humanity in general and Africa in particular. Mr. Kwete also urged member states to make use of the Ghana Civil Aviation Training Academy to improve their capacity.